Mishmaris and so on. It's a haluka that goes back. The room is in Chumash, talk upon him. Rabbi Machai speaks about it. I want to focus on one of the inyanim. The Balkina, what he does is he goes through each mishmer. He points out to some sort of specific avera or something that he did wrong, and that's why they were bottled. So there's one in particular I want to focus on. It says Vayetzi Hadar Oim. It says Klal Yisrael's the Yoifi Hadar was removed by Kesev Nechpas Usmura Eifal Roisha Chipas, and instead of that they wore Eifal Roisham Veneris Nichbu Umanoyo Nichpas, and the menorah was extinguished. The menorah is something that has to hide. It's something which is a beauty. It shines out. It's like the kind of hoid. Anything that radiates outwards is a pchin of hoid. So this was a particular pchin of hoid in the Beis Hamikdash, and that also was distinguished. Why? Extinguished. Why? Kifoshu belechem upas, that they didn't give lechem and pas to an oni, v'lechei nilkedo yutfas, which was where they were. So it's strange over here. He's obviously looking for a mida keneged mida. He's obviously trying to point out the mida keneged mida. They did something wrong, and therefore they were punished with this and this. L'chura, I mean, I could understand that they would starve because they didn't give the ani pas and lechem. He speaks, I mean, the whole paragraph speaks about the hadar of Klal Yisrael. It says, Vayetzi hadar oim because of nechpas. Klal Yisrael had tremendous hadar, as if they would be covered with kesef, and the menorah, which is certainly an inyan of, he speaks right about the shulchan before. The menorah is an inyan of hoid, of yoifi, that also became extinguished because of it. What does one have to do with the other? Yes, you know, not giving tzedakah is a terrible thing, but what does it have to do with this inyan? And Demis says before, in the paragraph before, when he speaks about another Beisav, it says over here that they didn't give bread, and that's why the kibbutz the shtei lechem is lechem. So that's why the shtei lechem was bottled. So the shtei lechem being bottled, keneged not giving the bread, makes a lot of sense. This is lechem. This is lechem. It's called shtei lechem, and so on. But what does the menorah and the hadar have to do with it? So in Hilchus Tzedakah, there is another element besides feeding people that are hungry. It says in the Mashal that there's certain starim how much you have to give a person, but you can't refuse a person totally. And it says Al Tashav Dach Nichlam. You can't have a poor person become humiliated. The Gemara has Shailas and Tzedakah, whether bread is first or clothing. There's a tzad, whether you boitkin for lechem or you boitkin for clothing. And the tzad that clothing is odif, that you're not boitik, is because it has to do with a person's covet. An ani, on the physical part of an ani, he's lacking bread and he's hungry. That's one thing that he spoke up before. There's a second part, and that is a person being poor and down destroys his hadar, his dignity. It says Bnei Yisrael anos, but the anius menav losan. Anius is menavel a person. When a person has to come onto other people, and he can't face them, it extinguishes the fire in his eyes. It extinguishes the tzalma lekim. It crushes it. And that's a second and possibly even a more significant aspect of it. So the first thing he says is, because they didn't give tzedakah, they suffered the shtei lechem, lechem connected lechem, whatever Indian it is. And then there's a second thing. When they allowed people to be aniyim, and they didn't care about the dignity. Everybody comes in with a new suit. This person comes in with old shmatis. It doesn't bother me. I don't have the sensitivity to understand that the other person is nichlam. If you don't understand that, that's a mida keneged mida. Why the hadar leaves Klal Yisrael, and why the menorah stops shining out the whole boy island. Ich höre schon, ich habe Zettel, es ist schon, ich bin doch mal, ich bin doch mal, ich bin doch mal, ich bin doch mal,